time in the Big Boy Sports Recap Wednesday edition, brought to you by
Marquette Big Boy.
All right, quickly here, I just want to get this little tidbit out of the way for you Detroit Lions fans. Linebacker Jared Davis is on the COVID list for week 9, so that ain't good. And we're going to get to the 49ers in a minute, but hey man, how'd that trade deadline go for your Packers?
I am disgusted. I don't understand. They apparently they were fighting within the organization whether they wanted to do this for a short-term fix because of the long-term costs and blah, blah, blah. You know what? Aaron Rodgers is not getting any younger, is he? No, he's not. This is a win-now mentality right now for the Packers, and we're not going to win now. We didn't get a linebacker. We didn't get anybody. We didn't trade for anybody. We never trade. It's terrible. Like, the last trade was Reggie White. I mean, come on, that was a free agent. Anyway,
why didn't we do this? I'm watching. Just watching you.
Why didn't we do this?
I don't know, man. Maybe, you know.
They said the price was too high. They wanted a second-round draft pick. Big deal. What'd you do with this one this year? A.J. Dillon. Okay, maybe he'll pan out sometime. What'd we do in the first round? We took a quarterback. We don't need our second-round pick next year. We need to win this year.
All right, I got a big balloon full of gasoline right here. I'm going to throw right on your fire.
Will Fuller would have been perfect.
I'm well aware of this. Maybe this trade would have happened, and maybe they would trade more often if they actually had an owner instead of the way it is right now in Green Bay. What do you think of that?
I 100% agree with you.
Whoa!
Yes, of course.
Whoa.
And it's Gutekunst is the only person that could do it. But LaFleur should be the one doing it. He's the one working with these players. He's the one that knows what they need. He is the head coach. He should know way more than the general manager what they need. And then they should discuss it and say, hey, let's go get this.
Why didn't they trade for Will Fuller? Because he obviously was, you know,
the price
trolling.
Was too high for their future is what people in the organization were saying.
So they didn't ever release what the trade offers were? What the Texans wanted?
A second round draft pick.
That's it?
Yes.
A second round draft pick
for next year.
That is kind of high.
It is. It is. It's kind of high. But do you want to win the Super Bowl?
Do you think that they were capable of winning a Super Bowl if they would have gotten Will Fuller?
Yes.
No way. Not with that defense. What are you smoking?
Well, you can outscore people.
No way. No. You're not going to beat a Super Bowl grade AFC team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Kansas City Chiefs. No way. I don't even know if he would have got past Seattle even with Will Fuller. Not with that defense. They'd have just been going out there like a steamroller. Now, it would have been a shootout. I will promise you the games will be a shootout. But
well, how have they won 5 games?
If you look at the scores, plus the games that were the opponents didn't score a lot, didn't have very good offense either.
Yeah. Well, we would have had a better offense with Will Fuller.
I know, man. I know.
But Lazard comes back. Pain. He's probably
playing
tomorrow.
I'm actually really shocked you said that, you know, maybe the Packers should have a single owner. That's crazy to talk to me, man. The Packers are the only organization that are owned by people, a large number of people.
But they're owned by them.
You're not going to say the city owns them, but there's only a handful of people who have a say in this, is my point.
Yeah.
A group. Anyway. I don't know. Are you going to have a game Thursday night? 49ers just closed their facilities due to COVID.
Yep. Wide receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive. As of now, the game is still
on.
That's
crazy to me.
I thought if you had a positive test, you have to have 2 days in a row of all negative. So I guess they test everyone today, they're negative. They test everyone tomorrow, they're negative. They test everyone tomorrow and someone's positive, I think they got to cancel the game.
I think that's probably going to happen, don't you think?
Monday or Tuesday?
I think that's a blessing in disguise for the Packers, too. I mean, why wouldn't you want those extra days rest?
You know,
Thursday night football sucks for players.
Oh, I agree.
They all hate it.
Yeah.
So
I think it would be a blessing in disguise for the 49ers, too, because they're all banged up.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win this game against the Packers, though.
They really don't have anybody. Like, all their receivers are hurt.
If they beat the Packers, whether they play tomorrow night or Monday, man, that's
I mean, Garoppolo's out, George Kittle's out, now Kendrick Bourne is out.
Mostert's still out?
Mostert's out. I mean, it's like nobody.
I don't know. All right, what do you want to talk about next? Because that's about all I have for today.
The Dallas Cowboys have made a decision to start Garrett Gilbert or Cooper Rush.
Really?
Against the Steelers because Ben DiNucci wasn't too good when he was 21 of 40 for 180 yards, sacked 4 times, 2 lost fumbles.
And the super ginger got hurt. He's out.
Garrett, No, he's got COVID now. He got really? A concussion last
Andy
week.
Andy Dalton got COVID?
Yesterday he tested positive
for
COVID.
Man, this guy is just not having very good luck, is he?
But they're going with Garrett Gilbert or Cooper Rush. They don't even know who yet. And it's Sunday. Don't you think he should be that person should be with the first team offense already? And neither one has ever started an NFL game.
Garrett,
and guess what? We're playing
Cooper
the Steelers.
Or Keenan Rush over Danny Bonaduce.
Cooper Rush. Cooper.
Might as well be. I'm just saying he played like him.
Oh, boy.
Remember when Danny Bonaduce wanted to box, wanted to fight? That was great. Oh, man. Anyway, let's talk about the Major League Baseball Golden Glove winners. How about that? Should we go to that?
Yeah, I saw Mookie Betts got his fifth straight Gold Glove from the Dodgers, but also zero Tigers and zero Brewers.
Yep. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, a bunch of Cubs and Cardinals. Ugh. Ugh. And Reds. In the NL, it was a bunch of the Central, but not the Brewers.
I got nothing else, man. You?
No.
You pumped up for the Masters coming up here in a week?
Yeah, I am. It's going to be kind of cool. Yeah, and I'm off the whole weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Must be nice. I actually wish I wasn't off on the weekends right now. I wish I was playing music, but damn it. All right, I think that's about all I got. Oh, by the way, Dustin Johnson, who's number one ranking in the world, said he will be at the Masters after passing his quarantine for a positive COVID test.
Oh, we did forget to mention also the Detroit Red Wings have signed Anthony Mantha to a four-year deal.
I did
deal.
See that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Boy Sports Recap.
Marquette Big Boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow, bud. It's the Outdoor Show.